I don't know, Jason Cairns, this is your favorite month of the year. Nobody's complaining, I don't think, but this weather is more like the summer.
I'm not a fan, I'll be honest.
Really?
I looked at my temperature this morning, and I was like, ugh,
too warm.
I like the cool, crisp walks in the morning.
Yeah.
And this is not it, so.
Yeah. My wife said yesterday, here it's October 20th, and I had to clean up all the dog business in the backyard just to get ready to try to mow the lawn, and there's some leaves there, more to come. She's like, maybe you could wait for a cooler day to cut the lawn. How about that? When does that get set in October?
Right. You should not have to say that in October.
Your birthday's in 4 days. You're going to turn 52.
I am going to turn 52. I'm getting there. So, yeah.
The big countdown. I mean, you know, we celebrate all month long. So, I mean, the countdown is on, like, less than 96 hours now.
It is. Yeah. It's coming right along here. And, I'm looking forward to it. I have off on my birthday, which makes me even happier. So yeah.
I have had your gift in my hand for weeks now, and it's here at the station. And there may be other gifts, but there's at least this one. And nice. So I'm scheming and plotting and planning as to how to somehow have it in your hands and to make the big reveal here on the show. So
excellent.
Yeah. All right. So. This was my... Well, let's start with you. You were at Brunei Island yesterday, so what compelled you to go visit there and take your pictures and your walk?
You know, so I like to get around, take pictures in different places, and my daughter and son-in-law are excellent at going to different places to just hike. And so I was looking at a map yesterday and thought, you know, I haven't been to Brunei Island for a while. I have never actually hiked there, and so I thought I would go up and check it out, and it was good. Pretty easy walk through the woods there, and I got some pictures I was really happy with, and yeah, it was a good day.
Huh. So walking the dogs yesterday, I think, how many was it? It's usually three these days, So we've got Athena and Wesley, and if some people don't know, we had a little wonderful Aussie doodle puppy we'd sewn. Rosie had been returned to us. The folks had gotten divorced, and they just weren't able to care for the dog. And so until she can manage to not make too much noise when Grace is away at work, we're kind of keeping her until she can go to Madison and live with Grace. So anyhow, walking the dogs yesterday, and we're at McDonough Park. And I hear this boy, I don't know, I would say he's about 13, and he's kind of seemingly like he's talking to a dog. I don't know. He's walking there at the park, and then all of a sudden he goes up to the restroom. There's kind of an individual restroom stall near the pickleball courts at McDonough. He opens it up, and this dog comes running out of the restroom and charging right at us. And so I was a bit flustered because you don't know.
Right, of course.
Is the dog coming for me? Is he coming for my dog? You don't know.
Yeah.
And so I was, I'm acknowledging I was flustered. And the boy didn't seem to be. There was no apology. It was more like, chill, dude.
Yeah.
And he came and got the dog. And I may have asked, I've said, like, you can't put your dog in the restroom. He basically, like, watch me. So, welcome to America.
I guess. That's a frequent conversation around our house about people who walk their dogs without leashes.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, my dog is fine. And it's like, well, you don't know if they're going to be fine. You don't know what, I mean, dogs have this whole language, and I've seen the friendliest dogs in the world go after other dogs. And, the dogs don't need the same freedom that Americans have. You know, put them on a leash when you take them out and walk them. So.
And then, I mean, to me, it was just like the dog was left in an unlocked restroom. Any stranger could have gone in.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
So, all right. There we go. And thank goodness for radio to be able to share, you know, just kind of, that's my weekend venting for you. So.
I love it. It's good stuff.
Surprise, surprise, Sergeant Carter. All right, we got, let's go ahead and do it today. It's Acts 9, 32 to 35, at least the scripture, so go ahead.
Sure, and it says, meanwhile, Peter traveled from place to place, and he came down to visit the believers in the town of Lydda. There he met a man named Aeneas, who had been paralyzed and bedridden for 8 years. Peter said to him, Aeneas, Jesus Christ heals you. Get up and roll up your sleeping mat. And he was healed instantly. Then the whole population of Lydda and Sharon saw Aeneas walking around, and they turned to the Lord.
Huh. And I would say, maybe you'd agree, I think Letters to the Beloved on those is largely a recap, basically, of what we just read. So, but give me
Just that last line there says, my son's saving work is expansive. You know, and I think that's a big piece of this is that what happens is so much bigger, right? God is reconciling all things. And I think we see that place by place, individual by individual, group by group through the book of Acts.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah, and God broadening from that Old Testament understanding to the New Covenant, right?
So. You bet.
Absolutely. Thank you, friend. Have a good day. The WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB. It is 59 degrees, and off to Detroit we go, where the Lions won yesterday, and they're tied with the Vikings atop the NFC North. Drew Fralick, good morning.
I know. How wild is that? That was like a real sweater. You know, you're sweating the whole time.
Even without Asa Hutchinson, way to go. So that's nice.
I know. Here we are.
So this is kind of interesting because you're telling me that last Monday when you spoke to me in English, let me see, this is your message. You said, I think last week when we spoke, you were the only person I spoke English to all day. How is that possible?
Yeah, so so I thought about that later, you know, like Monday night I was going to bed. I'm like, why am I so tired? Why does my head hurt so much? And my Chinese teacher was in town from Shanghai with her son.
Huh.
And she was here for 3 days. We were speaking only Chinese. And then on Monday, my family was gone. So literally, I just talked to her and you. We were going around Detroit. We were like, obviously speaking in Chinese and getting just a ton of looks. So it was really, really interesting. But thank you for talking to me last week, Mark. It was a nice break.
Yeah, I'm glad to. You know, anytime you need to just call me during the day and like, can I just talk to you in English?
I mean, even my kids started speaking Chinese in like 3 days. So it was really very interesting. I sent you that video of our daughter. It just happened naturally. So that was kind of cool.
Yeah, I'm trying to, I don't know that I can, let's see if we can access the audio. Here we go. Yeah, the audio doesn't, yeah, let's try it again. Here's one more clip here. There's nothing like a great radio.
Yeah.
All right, so whatever.
This is like listening to the Tigers game.
That didn't work. Let me just ask you, you and your wife co-pastor Renaissance Vineyard there in Ferndale, Michigan. It's Pastor Appreciation Month. And so what is a good way that we parishioners can adequately, a card, a note, a gift, probably all of that, right?
I knew you were going to do this, Mark. You throw in these really difficult questions right at the end. You're like, oh, by the way, Ed Wolfson. Like, you're like, today we're going to talk about the Lions and how to serve, how to solve the problems in the Middle East. Like, you throw it in right there.
Right, I know.
I think just saying, you know, I mean, for me, I'm like a words of affirmation guy. Mm-hmm. So
yeah,
just
me
saying,
too.
Hey, this thing you did, you know, I really appreciate it, something like that.
Yeah.
But we did have 2 years ago, one of our parishioners rented an Airbnb for us.
Oh.
In Indiana, that was like $500. So if you want to do that, you know, that'll work too. that'll get the job done.
Yeah, but, words of affirmation.
Words of affirmation, nice and affordable. You can get them at the Dollar Tree. They're very, very affordable.
Or an Airbnb for a week. Yeah, one of the two.
Or an Airbnb for a week and have somebody else preach on Sunday. That's the really,
very good,
the really big one.
Thank you, Drew. Appreciate you. And, off to your Chinese speaking, maybe. The WIB Wake Up Show weekend recap. Halvo and Caleb here on this Make Us Laugh Monday, October 21st. We welcome your jokes at 715-396-1670. There were a lot of jokes in the Sam Shovel Private Eye Love is Blind. Saw it. I went both nights, Friday and Saturday. I had a chance to go to, and well written, a lot of good, clean, fun. And some of the fake commercials are fun. And so a good time was had by all. Fun to see my son performing. And here's the thing. It's maybe the last Sam Shovel playing again, raising money for Feed My People. So a great cause there. But apparently they've written another play. It's already completed. They'll be auditioning in January. So we can look forward to more fun from Jim and Jane Jeffries maybe next April. And I'm sure for a great cause. Meanwhile, for yours truly, Sunday, this was cool. After church, to go over to my friend Chad and Elaine's. And so they had, I don't get Paramount or CBS. So there we were. They moved the TV outside, Caleb. It was in the garage. But we set up lawn chairs in the driveway, beautiful, enjoying the weather and a Packer victory. And then off to Shell Lake last night. Yes, I was there with my wife for the opening night of the Full Gospel Missions Fest, the 38th annual. Late night, but glad to be here this morning.
Well, so I go back to Friday night to broadcast a game, Chi High against Menominee. First time Chippewa Falls had defeated Menominee since the year 2008 in the regular season, since 2015 in playoffs. Again, Menominee just a dominant football program for so many years. And so a lot of people excited in Chippewa Falls. So, yeah, late night Friday night, but enjoyed that broadcast as always. And then Saturday morning, I found myself in Chautauqua for the grand opening of two wonderful local businesses, the Edgewood Bake Shop and then Kirshner's Super Premium Ice Cream. Now, both had been open, but this was their actual grand opening. So picked up, yeah, more than my fair share of baked good and some incredible ice cream as well from Kirshner's. Alan, who owns Kirshner's, goes to my church in Rice Lake. So enjoyed that grand opening very much and enjoyed bringing back some treats for the family. Watched some of the Badgers game. They played quite well. So that was fun to see them get another win. And, of course, a Packers game on Sunday afternoon with the family. That was fun seeing them get a win, kind of a thrilling victory. And in between then, got a lot of shopping and errands run. Played some football outside with Cooper. And one of the things that we weren't really expecting is we went into one of the big box stores on Saturday evening. They had a cart full of things that were on clearance. And Cooper starts digging in there, and he's like, look. And he found a Brewers baseball cap that was on clearance for $3.
Nice.
And it looked great. And then he found another one exactly the same, and he said, we should get matching hats. And this is the thing. When my son is 9 years old, there might not be a lot of years left where he wants to look like dad and wants to wear things that match with dad. So you better believe I bought two of those $3 Brewers baseball caps, and we wore them together all throughout the weekend. So that was a lot of fun. And,
cool.
Yeah, so Cooper and I have our matching Brewers caps, and you know I love a deal. So $3 seemed like a good price.
He's learning about discount shopping. All right, three jokes apiece on the WIB Wake Up Show. We ask for your contributions, but we step up. Three jokes apiece. Here's my first of three on this Monday. Caleb, who won the neck decorating contest?
I'm not sure.
It was actually a tie.
That's good. All right.
Thank you.
I like that.
All right.
We're just going to let that guy's. Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay. He really, really.
I know. He did. Yeah.
How about just a word of advice? Don't throw sodium chloride at people. You know why?
Why?
Because that's assault.
Stop trying to amuse yourself and start thinking about what makes actual human beings laugh.
All right, here's my second one. That was last week. So, okay, this week. You know, dogs can't operate MRI machines, but CATs can. CAT scan.
I was trying to push the button. It wasn't responding, so I had to give my laugh.
Okay.
CAT scan.
Yes.
What do we have here? You know what, Halvo? Yesterday, I wore something from 10 years ago, and it still fit. I mean, I'm really proud of myself. It was a pair of socks, but you know what? Let's just be positive.
All right.
I guess if I hadn't been doing the weight loss, that would be funnier.
There we go. Hey, finally for me this morning, I know it's hard to believe, but I couldn't find a singing partner, so I bought a do-it-yourself kit. Duet. I've had to explain like two of my jokes here this morning.
Well, I did get the second one.
Yeah.
You know what? So I took my daughter to work the other day to the office. It was Take Your Kid to Work Day. And as we were walking around the office, eventually she started crying and crying. And as my coworkers gathered around, she started sobbing. And I was like, baby, what's going on? And she said, Daddy, where are all the clowns you said you work with?
Yeah. Ouch.
All right. There you go.
The WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB. A couple of tidbits we're picking up on a Monday morning. A Make Us Laugh Monday. Still welcoming your jokes at 715-396-1670. One headline this morning, Caleb. The average adult feels perfectly healthy just 12 days a month.
12 days per month. So again, the survey reveals that, hey, if we're only feeling healthy about a third of the time, that is 140 days or about 39% of the entire year that we're actually like, no, I feel really great.
Uh-huh.
The rest of the time, aches, pains, what have you.
Connecting another headline to this, it's called headline dot to dot. Another headline, average American consumes this much sugar per day.
A new survey shows that the average American consumes Just over 79 pounds of sugar per year. And again, what does sugar come in? 4-pound packages? Think how many of those, almost 20 of those per year.
That's crazy.
Putting into your body.
That is crazy. Despite 85% of survey respondents trying to cut back on sugar, it's hard, right? The average daily intake is still 99 grams, largely fueled by, yes, those sugary drinks like soda and specialty coffee.
Now, the good thing is you can still absolutely get those coffee, but a lot of them have like the reduced sugar or, or sugar-free options and things
like that. What's the water? You've talked about a water that has, it's got some good flavoring.
I have no idea.
You'd recommended a water that, I'm not remembering.
This is why you ask me things off the air,
brand name.
I don't know.
Okay. All right.
I don't know. But, I was just talking with the folks from Cabin Coffee the other day. They're one of our sponsors for 60 Ways in 60 Days. And Joe, one of the owners, he has this phenomenal drink where he's like, I'm trying to cut back on an unhealthy thing. So I have all these sugar-free flavorings that still make it fantastic. So you can still have the coffee and you can still enjoy it. But maybe cut down on the sugar.
I pay a little bit more for the sugar-free hot chocolate mix in the morning to mix with my coffee. So you can find them. All right. Well, it is October Connect Month. Caleb was just talking about that. And so we're diving into the mailbag again here on the WIB Wake Up Show.
Indeed. And we love hearing from you. And you know what? It seems like it's more and more rare to get a good old-fashioned letter, snail mail note or card. And so thank you so much for all of you who've connected with us in any form or fashion. But these are just especially wonderful to read, those who took the time to send that back if you got that mailing in your mailbox or just wrote us a letter regardless.
Absolutely. Start off with this one. This is a former coworker of mine here at WWIB, Joyce in Eau Claire. Been a few years now. She says, thank you for your faithful ministry and being an awesome awesome employer. She says, I love all of my memories. Smiley face. So thank you, Joyce.
This is from Mark and Vicky in Eau Claire. And Vicky says, I first heard WWIB when I came across A New Beginning with Greg Laurie back in 2001. She says it quickly became the station we had on every radio in our home and cars. She says, my job recently changed. I can't listen at work, but we start our mornings with Mark and Jason and have it on in the car to and from work. Thank you so much, Vicky and Mark from Eau Claire.
Yeah, thanks for that. Here's another one from Cameron. This is Sharon, who says, hello to all of you. I just started listening when you first went on the air. I listened as a teen with my mom. She passed away in July at the age of 92. Our condolences. She says, I listen every morning to Mark and Caleb. I like Focus on the Family, Chuck Swindoll in the evenings, and others. I love the music, too. Appreciate all of you.
And this one comes from Ladysmith. Good to hear from Russ County. Janine says, I started listening in 1982, just after getting married. Your programming has been a lot of help all these 42 years later. She says, Dr. Dobson was such a help while raising my family. Thank you for that message from Ladysmith. Huh. Janine.
Thanks so much. Again, we'd love to hear from you. October Connect, our goal, 500 connections, one way, shape, or form. We're only about halfway there, so help us get to the top of the mountain.